All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Then I will talk to you later.
All right. See you later.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss this day?
So, a group of us in the Elias Forum Facebook group have we're interested in learning more about the dispersed essence quality, and we would like to incorporate an objective awareness of what we do as dispersed essences and to clearly notice our abilities in association with that. We're interested in what the benefits are and how we can work with our natural energy to our greatest benefit and all kinds of possible expressions that may occur. And we'd like some information to help us efficiently manipulate our energy without being confused with energy directions that are not ours, so to speak. First, I'd like to start out with a few confirmations, though. We'd like to know if Brenda Arista is dispersed.
Yeah.
Steph Rachel.
Yeah.
Angelica Renee.
Yeah.
Leanna Sun Nate.
Yes.
And Kimmy
Yeah.
Kiatia. Okay, great. All right, so we came up with some questions that a lot of us are interested in. So I'll just start with reading the questions.
Oh.
Okay, so to what benefits can we use our dispersedness?
In general,
Yes, I would say probably just in general.
what I would express that if you are aware of your own individual energy being dispersed, you automatically and generally in relation to other individuals and situations and even beyond individuals. It can aid you in relation to any expression of consciousness in manner of speaking. For a dispersed essence naturally mingles with all other energies. Therefore, if you are aware of your own personal energy and the feel of your own personal energy, in which you can identify your energy and define it differently from other energies, it can be a benefit to you in offering you an awareness and at times an understanding of different situations or different expressions expressions while they are occurring. For you naturally, in a manner of speaking, can be aware of other energies and what direction they are moving in. That is significant for, in many situations, not all, but in many, when you can identify a direction that is being expressed in energy, you can also identify an intention. Therefore, it can be a benefit in many different capacities, but you can even use it in dream state, in distinguishing directions of other energies within dreams.
And how would that benefit us to distinguish these directions of other energies?
How it benefits you is in a manner of speaking the reverse of what many individuals that are a dispersed essence experience naturally when they are not aware of the distinction between their energy and any other energy. Most individuals that are dispersed essences experience in varying degrees many other energies that they automatically interpret as their own. And in that, it can be very confusing for, let me express to you, every individual, whether they are dispersed essence or not, at some time or another, will occasionally interpret an experience in which they will generate some feeling that may appear to be significant or strong. And it will be confusing to them, for they will immediately attempt to identify or assess what is prompting that feeling. Let us use an example of an individual may spontaneously experience a feeling of significant sadness. And the first action that the individual will engage is to attempt to identify why they are feeling that sadness. And when they cannot attach it to any experience or event or expression that has occurred that may be prompting that feeling, it will become confusing to them, for they will not understand why they are generating that feeling, and it appears to be with no reason. Now, as I expressed, every individual will generate that type of experience occasionally. And that is, in a manner of speaking, a result of the individual in that moment being perhaps open to a significant amount of energy being expressed in that capacity by a collective of individuals. But it is very occasional that that occurs with most individuals. With a dispersed essence, that may be what you term to be the norm.
Mm-hmm.
That feel feelings that they attach to themselves, that they think are their own feelings, but they seem to not be attached to any experience, and it becomes very confusing. And it matters not whether those feelings are what you term to be good or bad. They could be excited, they could be anxious, they could be happy, they could be sad. It matters not what the feeling is, but they seem to be random and that they are not attached to any experience of the individual, and that becomes confusing. Another very common expression with a dispersed essence is that they can become overwhelmed at times considerably easy in the presence of other individuals. For whatever the other individuals are expressing in energy, if they are expressing it with any strength at all, that individual that is dispersed will tap into that automatically and will feel it. And that can be distressing or confusing also. And many individuals that are dispersed without having significant information, they automatically become somewhat conflicted or even irritated or annoyed in relation to interacting with groups of individuals or being in certain places, so to speak, in which there are many individuals, and it limits their ability to function in manners that they want to. Whereas, conversely, if the individual is aware that they are dispersed and that this is a very natural action for them, and if they are aware of their own energy, if they can define and identify their own energy, then they can distinguish between their energy and any other energy. And in doing so, they can use that ability to give themselves information that may be valuable. Let us say that a dispersed individual enters a room and there is a group of individuals in the room. And one of the individuals in the room seems to be displaying a behavior that is very argumentative and irritated and is
Okay.
generating an uncomfortable atmosphere in relation to all the other individuals present. And that begins to create a difficult situation and conflict between all of the other individuals. That dispersed individual, in recognizing energy so easily, and if they are aware of their own energy, therefore can distinguish that the energy that they are feeling is not their own, they may be feeling very uncomfortable or defensive or anxious and threatened. Now, in that, when you can distinguish that that is not your energy, you can attach it to the individual that is projecting it. Therefore, your perception of this individual that is being very argumentative and conflicting may be very different from what they are expressing. That information is valuable, for it allows you to interact in the situation very differently and perhaps even soothe the situation, for you are aware of what the energy is, not what the objective expression is. Not that you are not aware of the objective expression, but you are paying more attention to the energy and what that is expressing. Conversely, you may be in a similar situation with other individuals, and you may be feeling excited and wanting to share, and you notice that that is not your energy, but is perhaps being projected by another individual that will not allow themselves to express or are not confident enough to express themselves. And in that, you can be encouraging. There are many, many, many different scenarios in which it can be a great benefit to be aware of that energy of being dispersed, how easily it flows through every other energy, and how much information that offers you. In dreams, it can be considerably fun, for as I have expressed previously, very, very often are connecting with other individuals in dream state. In that, most individuals do not recognize that layer of dreams, and therefore they do not necessarily pay attention to that aspect of their dream state, although it occurs, I would express, most of the time when you dream. You are connecting at some point with other individuals in dream state, in that they insert, not necessarily intentionally, but different images into your dreams, and you do the same in other individuals' dreams. When you are aware of first essence, you can pay more attention to the imagery in your dreams, and you can actually play with that in relation to connecting with other individuals, and especially individuals that you objectively know, and you can actually connect and communicate with them through dreams without projecting.
And I suppose we could do the same thing in a meditation as well.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds awesome. I have a question about, you mentioned the importance of being able to identify and define our own energy. So do you have any hints about that for the dispersed essence? If we've grown up feeling confused and not really knowing that we were what that meant, that we were dispersed, how would we begin to identify our own specific energy?
How you begin is you begin paying attention to what you do on a general basis. Your general, usual activities and routines, and in that you pay attention to what you feel when you are doing those actions that are familiar and that are usual for you. You pay attention to the feel of yourself in activities that you enjoy. And you pay attention to the feel of yourself in your own individual interests. And in that, you begin to become familiar with the feel of your own energy. When it is excited, when it is subdued, when you are content and you are somewhat neutral, when you are anxious, defining to yourself in relation to your own experiences, what you feel, then when you feel an energy that does not match your experience, which I would express for most dispersed individuals, it is not a matter that you must go looking for that, for it occurs every day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a usual occurrence that throughout your day you will be experiencing other energies. Therefore, it is not an action that you must seek out or wait for. It will be occurring in this very day. And that is a matter of noticing those moments in which you are feeling and it does not quite match what you are experiencing. Let us say you are washing the dishes, and suddenly you feel restless. If you question yourself simply, then is there any action that is occurring in this moment with me, with myself, that would be prompting this feeling of restlessness? If you answer yourself with a no answer, then pay attention. How does that energy feel different from yourself? Initially, it will be challenging, for you have learned to automatically identify every energy as your own. Mm-hmm. Therefore, initially, it will be challenging for the difference other than the factor that it does not match what your experience is. Feel is subtle in its difference. For your energy mingles with every other energy. Therefore, it is not that you will notice a significant difference or that it will be obviously different. It will likely not be. It will be a subtle difference. Your greatest indicator is that the energy being expressed does not match what you are experiencing.
Okay.
And even with then feelings, which that is an aspect that many individuals would express becomes confusing, that they cannot distinguish between a then feeling and a different energy, but you can. For even with a then feelings are always triggered. There is some expression in your experience that will trigger a then feeling of your own experience. Therefore, then, although at times, not generally, but at times, then feelings can seem random, if you are paying attention, you will identify that is a then feeling, and it is being triggered by some experience that you have generated now, such as using our example with washing the dishes. If you are washing the dishes and you run your finger across a chipped edge of a plate, you do not harm yourself. You do not scratch yourself. You do not cut yourself. But you feel that roughness of that chipped edge of a plate. Now, this is a very small experience, but in that, let us say that subsequently, very quickly after you generate that action, you generate a frightened feeling, and it seems to be considerably noticeable or strong. In that, if you ask yourself, what am I doing? Does this feeling match? To identify a then feeling, remember, how do you identify a then feeling? You check with time, place, and what could possibly be the trigger. Perhaps you incorporated an experience in which you significantly injured yourself with a broken piece of pottery, and the feel of that rough chipped edge with the dish triggered a memory, and perhaps that experience was frightening to you, and you are generating a then feeling. You can identify that. If there is no action, no experience that you can attach with what you are feeling, it is likely that it is not your feeling.
Okay.
With dispersed essences, this occurs on a daily basis.
Yes. Okay, those are some good pointers. I think I'll go on to our next question now.
Very well.
Okay. Could you provide a scenario of a dispersed essence's natural flow? For example, beneficial societal, cultural, career, relationship engagements for dispersed essences on this planet?
Is this a question of recommendation?
I kind of had the idea that you might just have some examples of dispersed essences that are comfortable in their natural flow and what they might be doing. So I guess it could be.
Situations such as careers or in situations in which they are using it?
Yes.
Very well. A situation in which a dispersed essence would be significantly successful using it would be in interaction with animals. Therefore, if the individual generated a career or a job, so to speak, in which they were interacting with, caring for, training with animals, this would be a direction that would be significantly beneficial to be a dispersed essence. For it would be easy to connect with or merge with the energy of different animals and know how to interact with them or instruct them, know what they would respond to. Another example would be an individual that it would be an advantage for them to express the ability to feel into other individuals' energy, therefore a therapist or even a physician. An individual that perhaps moves in the direction of motivational guidance would be advantageous for them to be dispersed. It would not necessarily be an advantage for an individual that works alone and requires considerable focus in what they are doing with no distraction. That type of direction would not necessarily be a benefit to a dispersed essence, and it would likely not be very successful. Or if they were successful, it would be with considerable work and considerable effort. I would express that any direction that allows for openness, not only openness to other individuals, or openness to creatures, but openness to the environment and with an open environment. I would express that dispersed essences also would likely not flourish as well in confined spaces. That they would function more effectively and more efficiently if they incorporate considerable space arrangement, openness in their environment. Therefore, a dispersed individual would not be as comfortable or as successful or work as well in an environment in which they were in a closed space for considerable time framework, such as a closed office or working in a situation or an environment such as a cubicle with many others around them, but in a confined space would be considerably uncomfortable for a dispersed essence. Too confining and overwhelming. Individuals that are dispersed almost, not as an absolute, but almost require space arrangement, which they do not feel confined. or in the very least have access to more open areas.
Well, I definitely recognize that.
But in that, if you are moving in and out of other energies continuously, when you create a confined space arrangement, the individual begins to feel crowded. And confined, and that they lack the ability to move, or sometimes even that they lack the ability to breathe. Therefore, what I would express is any direction that incorporates openness to other energies, to space arrangement that allows the individual to engage in considerable interactions would be beneficial to a dispersed essence. If they engage a direction or activity in their job or their career that is more singular or more individual, it would be important that they share it. Therefore, let us say, an individual that may be an artist, if they incorporate their art in open environments, they allow themselves to engage open environments, and if their studio is not small, and if they share their art with other individuals, they will much more likely be successful. If they are holding their art to themselves and in a confined space arrangement, it is less likely that they would be successful. And they will likely be uncomfortable.
So what is the benefit of sharing it with others? What does that do?
That is important, for that allows release. And this is an important factor with dispersed essences. One of the most significant difficulties or even damaging actions with a dispersed essence is to hold energy. When they are sharing, it allows an outlet to not hold energy and to allow it to flow. A dispersed essence requires that flow continuously. They are continuously inputting, and it is a requirement that they allow that to also be released. In a manner of speaking, you could express that a dispersed essence is very similar to a quartz crystal. Well, I remember, this particular crystal, its function is to be a conduit. It inputs and outputs, inputs and outputs. That is its function. That is what it does. That is its quality, to allow a flow. And this, a dispersed essence, is very similar. It's continuously inputting, and it requires outputting to release that energy that it inputs. Otherwise, it creates conflict and it creates blockages, which can be considerably uncomfortable and can at times be even damaging. Therefore, if the individual moves in a direction of some type of job or career or direction that is more singular, that is more individual, it is important that they also generate some aspect of that that will be sharing to allow them that flow, that release.
Okay, thank you, Elias. That's great.
You're welcome.
Okay, next, I'm going to go to our next question. Is there any kind of exercise or meditation or something that a dispersed focus could do that would allow them to feel temporarily what it's like being a bubble, non-dispersed focus, so as to appreciate and understand the difference between the two?
Yes. I would express that the most effective exercise would be to engage water, to engage some body of water that is large enough that the individual can entirely submerge themselves in the water. And in that, pay attention and genuinely allow yourself to experience that action of being entirely submerged in the water. In that, in water, you can see and you can hear, you can generate action and movement. In that, the individual that is dispersed, this will be an emphasizing experience of the difference it is an extreme. But in this, what I would express is if the individual is entirely submerged and they are moving and feeling that resistance, so to speak, of the water, and noticing that, yes, you can see in water, and you can hear, and you can generate sound, and it can be heard, but how it will feel to you is thick, and to you it will feel limiting and slow and somewhat restricting, which can influence you to appreciate that flow. Now, I would express that the fish that live in the water do not find it slow, do not find it limiting, do not find it thick or difficult or confining. They move very easily, swiftly, efficiently, and they communicate effectively. There's no hindrance to them at all. But you, as an individual, would find it confining or restricting. You would definitely assess that you are not flowing naturally when you attempt to move or communicate or hear or see or generate any input of any of your senses in the water if you are completely submerged. And this, most individuals are the fish. And they live in the water and they move very well in the water and very effectively. But as I expressed a significant time framework ago, dispersed essence is similar to the air, to the wind that blows through everything. Therefore, that would be an exercise that would emphasize the benefit and the freedom that you can experience as a dispersed essence rather than viewing it as a negative, which many individuals do.
Well, that's just beautiful. I love that. And I recognize it, too. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so next question. What is the difference in experience for dispersed and non-dispersed essences in non-physical reality? Is interconnectedness experienced differently in physical and non-physical reality?
Non-physically, no. It is expressed differently in relation to the essence's experience with regard to any and all physical realities. Non-physically, there is no difference.
So for a physical focus who is experiencing interconnectedness, what would be the difference for a dispersed essence versus the non-dispersed essence experiencing interconnectedness?
Or each of them, what I would express is in relation to what you have learned, what you have been taught, and how you have been instructed throughout your life, and what you automatically do yourselves in an expression of self-protection or in pushing away other energies. And generating a considerable time framework, developing a negative association with other energies. What I would express is that, first of all, the experience of interconnectedness with a dispersed essence in physical realities is more automatic, but also more dismissed and pushed away. I would express for a non-dispersed essence within physical reality, it is not an automatic awareness that they incorporate for their sense of individuality and separation is greater, but to an extent, they incorporate a greater motivation to be aware of interconnectedness and are more welcoming of it. Therefore, what I would express in relation to that is that a dispersed essence in actuality may incorporate more challenge than a non-dispersed essence in relation to the expression of or the experience of or the acceptance of interconnectedness for generally speaking, they incorporate so much time and energy and effort pushing it away that they are generally less likely to be accepting of it until they move to a point in which they are clearly aware of their own energy and accepting of that and accepting of themselves, and in that, then they can recognize how easy it is for them to be interconnected objectively, for it is a natural action for them. Objectively. It is a natural action for any essence, but in physical focus, it is not necessarily as natural objectively, for you create expressions of separation automatically and purposefully. Therefore, recognizing and experiencing your own interconnectedness as a non-dispersed essence may be somewhat challenging initially until you generate that first experience in which you can identify what the experience is to be aware of your interconnectedness. This is the challenge with dispersed essences, is that they are aware of the experience of being interconnected, and generally in relation to those factors of what you have been taught and what you have learned and what you have developed yourself, you learn to dislike it. And therefore you learn to push it away. That becomes the challenge, is moving in a direction of not pushing it away, allowing yourself to experience it, accepting it, and then appreciating it. Which can be challenging. It is challenging in any expression to be appreciating some experience or expression that you dislike.
Yeah, do you have some advice on that?
That would bring us to your first question in distinguishing your energy from other energies. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, in relation to your last question, they are interconnected, these two questions. For in a manner of speaking, a dispersed essence and a non-dispersed essence generate reverse actions that the non-dispersed essence is becoming aware of, or in a manner of speaking, learning how to identify other energies or notice other energies and be open to them. The dispersed essence is already open to the other energies. Their challenge is learning that separation of their individuality and other energies, and therefore learning to appreciate those differences. Therefore, one is a letting go of separation, in a manner of speaking, and the other is learning to separate. And in that, the non-dispersed essence will naturally, within physical focus, always maintain some aspect of separation to maintain their individuality and their identity, which is, in your terms, healthy and natural. The dispersed essence faces the challenge of learning how to create that aspect of separation only to the point of expressing the ability to distinguish their energy from other energies. Not to necessarily filter them out, but to develop that one aspect of separation that allows them to maintain their own identity and their own experiences and their own energy, but continue to accept the interconnectedness of all the other energies.
And then we can appreciate the differences without feeling a victim to that different energy?
Correct. Correct. For in that, this also is another significant expression with individuals that are dispersed essences, is that very frequently they do fall into that road of being a victim. And in that, they very frequently do incorporate that direction, moving in that path, so to speak, in which they feel that they are subject to all of these other energies, and therefore that creates a situation in which they can be damaging for the individual has not established that aspect of separation in which they recognize their own individual empowerment. For it is difficult for them to distinguish one energy from another. Therefore, it is difficult for them to distinguish their own energy and therefore their own power. And many of them feel powerless.
But when we can distinguish our own energy, then we're going to be aware of a lot of other choices that we could make in the situation instead of falling into that other energy that's not ours? Is that
very much so? Very much so. Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. We have just a short time left, but I'll try to get in another question. This person says, to me, being dispersed seems a little like being soft. Some people in this group are both, including me. I have sometimes been at a loss as to how to handle this life on Earth. It seems like being soft and being dispersed is quite a challenge sometimes. I can feel very vulnerable and yet unwilling to seek protection in any kind of conventional way. When we feel at a loss, do you have any advice as to how to get more comfortable, confident, and self-assured?
Now, first of all, I would express a significant disagreement with the idea that being a dispersed essence is similar to being a soft orientation. And in actuality, I would express that there are some significant differences.
Like what?
This is, secondly, very much a matter of perception. Now, in this, let me express to you that, yes, soft individuals are very connective. And in some capacities, as we have discussed, soft individuals do naturally, in many situations, connect with the collective expressions. Therefore, it is easy for them to connect with mass events or collective expressions in different capacities and experience them as being a part of it. But there is a significant difference in this. The soft individual connects at times with mass expressions or collective expressions and feels themselves to be a part of it. But in that very identification, there is a significant difference. They are not feeling that the event is happening to them. They are feeling that they are a part of it, which is very different. A dispersed individual feels as though the event is happening to them. Therefore, using a mass event as an example, the mass event of the death of the princess of the United Kingdom that many, many, many individuals connected with throughout the world. Now, a soft individual would likely experience that event perhaps in an emotional manner and would experience it as being a part of the event, commiserating with all of the individuals that are directly affected, and perhaps even feeling as strongly as the individuals that are directly affected. for they perceive themselves and they feel with themselves as part of that collective, but it is a collective, and they are aware of themselves as a part of it. A dispersed individual does not generate that distinction. They are not part of the event. The event is occurring to them. Are you understanding the distinction?
Yes.
Therefore, there is a significant difference between these two expressions. Now, I would agree that in some capacities that could be challenging to incorporate that orientation and to be a dispersed essence. But once again, this is a matter of perception. It is a matter of what the individual is paying attention to, and if they are already moving in the direction of perceiving themselves as a victim, then they perpetuate that and give themselves more reason to be a victim in relation to their orientation. What I would express is that a dispersed essence will feel these experiences regardless of what orientation they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they will feel these energies, and that matters not what orientation they are. Any orientation can generate a challenge in relation to being a dispersed essence. I would express that the one aspect of a soft orientation that would likely be more affecting than any other expression would be that soft individuals do incorporate a tendency semi-frequently to isolate themselves. Now, that will not necessarily generate a conflict or a problem if they are not isolating themselves in a confined area. If their environment is somewhat open, it will not necessarily conflict with that element of being dispersed. If they are in a confined area, then that would be one expression of incorporating the soft orientation that I would concede would generate an additional difficulty. But I would express that every orientation has some aspect of it that likely would generate an addition of difficulty if you are perceiving it to be difficult in relation to the experience of a dispersed essence.
Okay. Well, our time is up, Elias, but that was really wonderful and a lot of excellent information. So thank you so much. I think it's going to be very helpful to all of us.
You are very welcome. And I would encourage you all to explore more, and I will be quite willing to engage you in this subject if you are interested in more information.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. I express great encouragement to you and all of the other individuals that participated. And a tremendous affection to all of you. And wondrous lovingness. And in a soothing energy to all of those agitated energies.
Yes.
I express encouragement to you all. Au revoir.
Au revoir.